Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to all of you. And for those of you visiting us here at the Cathedral, welcome to the Corpus Christi Cathedral. Thank you for joining us for the celebration of the wonderful gift of the Mass that the Lord has left for us to receive the Word proclaimed and the Eucharist in the sacrament. Praying for all of you that this Sunday is off to a wonderful, fresh start, as the day is, literally, and asking the Lord that we remain always in the beauty of His love so that we may be faithful in loving Him and loving our neighbor. We welcome all of you who are joining us via television, radio, internet, social media. Thank you for joining us from home, the hospital, or wherever you may be this day. Know that we always pray for you and your household and your families, that the Lord watch over you and that the Lord keep you always together in His love, peace, and joy. in a special way those of you who are in the hospital. Know that the holy angels are assigned to watch over you in a very special way in this time of suffering, and realize that we pray for you, for your recovery, and we pray for your family who desires to be with you. In many cases, they cannot be with you by your bedside, but know that they are with you in spirit. My dear family, we also want to send our prayers and thoughts to the University of Notre Dame. Unfortunately, they suffered the loss of two of their first-year students in an accident that occurred a couple of days ago. Some of our young people are there studying, and they sent word to us of this tragedy. To all of you, the students, and the community of the University of Notre Dame, please know that we pray for you in a very special way. And we pray for the repose of the souls of your peers, these young people, and for their families in a very special way, who, of course, suffer the loss now of their young children. But please know to all of you, the student body, Father Jenkins, and the entire University of Notre Dame family, we are united with you in prayer and will continue to do so in the days that lie ahead. Family, realizing that we are meant to live our life in this love, never wasting a moment, let us acknowledge our sins so that we may be purified of them and seek strength in the love of Christ. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, your Word made flesh and splendor of the Father, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Thus says the Lord, you shall not molest or oppress an alien, For you were once aliens yourselves in the land of Egypt. You shall not wrong any widow or orphan. If you ever wrong them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry. My wrath will flare up, and I will kill you with the sword. And then your own wives will be widows, and your children orphans. If you lend money to one of your poor neighbors among my people, you shall not act like an extortioner toward him by demanding interest from him. If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, you shall return it to him before sunset. For this cloak of his is the only covering he has for his body. What else has he to sleep in? If he cries out to me, I will hear him, for I am compassionate. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, you know what sort of people we were among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in great affliction with joy from the Holy Spirit, so that you became a model for all the believers. In Macedonia and in Achaia. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves openly declare about us what sort of reception we had among you, and how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to await his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the coming wrath. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest in the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. Today's Gospel from St. Matthew is very similar in its lead-up, or its introduction, so to speak, to one of the most recognizable of Jesus' parables, that being the parable of the Good Samaritan. But that was in St. Luke's Gospel, and St. Luke's Gospel kind of has the same beginning, but it takes a different turn or a different twist as he introduces the Good Samaritan and the concept of loving neighbor. Today's account, Matthew's account, is kind of the shorter version, kind of the Reader's Digest version, if you will, with no parable. However, Matthew, as we just heard, emphasizes love, love of God, but love of neighbor also. So I think the operative word, or the operative theme, if we can use that term, theme, today is love, which includes love of neighbor. You know, we so often hear that word love. You know, he loves me, he loves me not, she doesn't love me. Sometimes it's just loving the idea of love or being loved, and not really loving ourselves. Not to be repetitive here, but a while back, maybe a month or two ago, I preached about the different types of love that were defined by the ancient Greeks. Those being eros, exemplified by the emotional love that spouses have for each other, including emotional as well as physical love. And then the philios, or the love which is the deep bond between friends. And then we have agape, or agape, as some would say, which is the covenant love God in Christ has for us, the created, for us, the humans, as well as the reciprocal love that we as human beings have for God. The term agape also extends this love to one's fellow man, or as in today's scripture we hear, to one's neighbor. And Jesus in today's gospel is asked a question by the Pharisees, and in particular a scholar of the law, a young lawyer. No, I'm not picking on lawyers here, so please don't get the wrong idea. But this gospel this week kind of continues what we've seen up to this point. The Pharisees and Sadducees actually were trying to trip him up. It's kind of a continuation of that saga as Jesus confronts them, that religious hierarchy of the time. So we need to put this into context. This is the last 2 weeks of Jesus' life. And he's been going to the temple every day, and he's actually, if I can use this word, preaching his final homilies or sermons, if you will. And in several weeks, Jesus will be arrested. He will be put on trial, found guilty, and crucified. And also part of that contextual understanding that we should have today is about Mosaic law. The scholar of the law brings this question of the most important commandment. This is obviously meant to be, I got you moment. Again, they thought they had Jesus backed into a corner. See, the Jewish people had a lot of commandments, not just 10. We only think of the 10 commandments, but actually they had about 670. I guess it's like looking at our Bill of Rights as part of our Constitution. So when the ancient Hebrews talked about commandments, it was about how God formed a people, formed a community, and how that community was supposed to act. The law and the commandments, and the commandments and the law were the same thing, vice versa. So boiling it down, if we can boil all of this down, and sometimes we just need to boil it down and just get right to the heart and to the meat of the matter. The Hebrew people put down in writing what it was to be loved by God and how they themselves should love God back. In other words, it was their personal code of morality on how to live life in covenant with the Almighty. So back to this young lawyer and Jesus. Jesus answers, you remember, this young lawyer, not by kind of quoting directly from any of these commandments, but simply teaching how the law has real meaning in our lives, how loving God and neighbor should change the disposition of our hearts. It's not enough to simply say, we follow the letter of God's commands. Not that that's a bad thing. But you see, all of the correct words that we have in our liturgies and our prayers really can have little or no meaning if in the same breath we mistreat our neighbor. And by the way, our neighbor could be a family member. See, if this is our MO, then we completely miss that proverbial boat. In other words, we see the splinter in everyone else's eye, but we miss that huge plank in our own. And yes, we've all been there, first and foremost, including myself. I'm on the top of that list with everyone else. But Jesus tells the scribes and the Pharisees, along with each and every one of us, that there's only one kind of love, the love of God, the love of God without limitations, the love of God without choices. God loves me and I love him back. He holds nothing back, a total surrender, so much so that he sent his only son to give his human life for for each and every one of us. He gave his human life for each and every one of us who are made in the image and likeness of God. And God doesn't make garbage, as we know. He makes beautiful human beings. But there's always a catch, right? Always a little caveat. He makes beautiful human beings, but he makes us with a free will. A free will, and sometimes that free will, kind of gets in us and it forces us to turn away. A free will that sometimes leads us to sin, to turn away from God. And that is what creates the ugliness in all of us from time to time. Just think about Jesus's ministry for a minute. You know, on the night before he was captured and then brought before Pilate on that Thursday, what did he do? You know, we celebrate that every year as part of the beginning of the Triduum. What did Jesus do? Jesus went and he knelt in front of his apostles and he washed their feet. And he is saying to them, just like he's saying to each of us, respect each other. Realize your dignity as a human person. But just as important, he was giving them the example. Do for others the same way. And I might add, starting with life in the womb. See, it's how you treat other people. It's how you treat your neighbor, the kindness you show them. And again, I go back to starting with our family members or perhaps even our co-workers. That person that, you know, just every time you see them, you know, the hairs on the back of your head stand up. Maybe change your attitude toward them and they would have a different attitude back toward you. Last Sunday, we celebrated what's called the World Mission Sunday. What does that really mean? I know when I was a young boy growing up in New Jersey, it always meant a visiting priest coming and giving a sermon about his foreign missionary work in a foreign country and then taking a collection. That was missionary work to me. But I think we have to break through that mindset of thinking about missionary work as something that's only done in foreign lands. Think about Jesus' mission here on earth. That being to imprint the commandment of love in our hearts and on our minds and commissioning each and every one of us to do the same thing. All of us who claim Jesus Christ as the second person of the Blessed Trinity and Lord and Savior are commissioned. We're all commissioned to evangelize those we encounter. Maybe it's just by the way we treat them. We don't have to be a street corner preacher. Our mission as evangelizers or our mission as being missionaries is to preach the good news that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of all of those laws. And so going back to Jesus's answer in today's gospel, when asked about the greatest commandment, what a powerful answer he gives. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And then he puts the finishing touch on what he just told them. The whole law and the prophets depend. Not the other way around. The whole law and prophets depend on these two commandments. To me, especially the older I get, this is where the rubber really hits the road. We've got to get this right. My friends, we have a beautiful faith. We have a beautiful religion, rich with its sacraments and its traditions, and rich with its liturgies, and rich with its prayers, and of course our sacred scriptures. What a powerful faith we have. But all those things that we have here are for us humans. All these things we have help us to connect with Jesus Christ and to help us form a personal relationship with Him so that we can live in that love of those two greatest commandments and have them outpictured in our lives here on earth. Is it easy? Absolutely not. It's like biting off granite at times. It's tough. It's not easy. And you know why it's not easy? Because it requires the surrendering of ourselves. May God truly bless you, and may He protect you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With great faith in our Father's love, let us ask that He hear the needs we now present.
For the church, that we may always reach out to those in need with material and spiritual aid, and extend God's grace to every corner of the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For refugees, widows, and orphans, all who suffer with loss and uncertainty, that they may be treated with love and compassion, so that they may find peace and serenity in their difficult circumstances, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those around the world who are persecuted for their faith, that the early church and communities like Thessalonica may give them hope and inspiration, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us also pray for all of us here today, that we may meet the challenge of accepting all people as neighbors, especially those who look, speak, or act differently than we do. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And that God may extend His healing hand upon all those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Katie Marsh, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Guillermo Gonzalez, Chance Pettis, and for the special intentions of Pistol Agueri, George and Isabel Hernandez, Joaquin Eastwood, and Father Pete Elizardo, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And my dear family, I ask that you permit me to pray for the repose of the soul of my cousin, Marco Elizardo, who I just celebrated his funeral this last Friday. He passed away from the COVID-19, and he was just a few days older than me. So we grew up together. That he may now rest from his labors, and blessings come upon his mom, we pray to the Lord. God of all, grant us your grace so that we may pass along your love and compassion to those in need. Hear the prayers we make here today and the prayers of all your people through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Look, we pray, O Lord, on the offerings we make to your majesty, that whatever is done by us in your service may be directed above all to your glory. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. My dear family, with faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us turn and offer each other some form of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us everlasting life. Hospital, a nursing home, or wherever you may be, please join with me in the prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. May your sacraments, O Lord, we pray, perfect in us what lies within them, that what we now celebrate in signs, we may one day possess in truth, through Christ our Lord. Amen. My dear family, praying we take to heart what Deacon has shared, love God and love your neighbor. Remember, no one is worth you going to hell. So love them, no matter what. All right? You've got to remember that. You know, they're going to tempt you not to. No, you love them anyway. So nevertheless, let's be loving individuals and let us proclaim God everywhere we go. The Lord be with you.
And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, Father, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.